money back. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, Mark, you got a story about the police. It was Denver. The Democratic National Convention was happening in Denver a couple months ago or a month and a half ago, and we told you about a lot of the police abuse that was going on, not only there, but also the Republican National Convention. It was just, I mean, if you wanted to see the American police state at its fullest strength, all you had to do is look around the outside area of the Democratic and Republican National Conventions and look at the police and what kind of behavior they were exhibiting, and the things that they were doing were just awful. You've got a story about the cops who were on duty down there in Denver at that time, and how they're commemorating their attendance and the things that they were doing.
Yeah, you know, I guess it disturbs me, and it's understandable, but it disturbs me how some in the police department, and they seem to be the most boisterous ones, will crow about their accomplishments of hurting people and quelling the public and things like that. And, I think that if they have to use violence against someone, and I'm not talking about some, drunk guy that's trying to bash them in the nose.
Right.
I'm talking about the public at large, especially, protests, things like that. They should sort of be sorry that they had, it's an unfortunate set of circumstances. The police had to be involved.
Mistake, blah, blah, blah.
Well, not mistake necessarily, but, it's an unfortunate set of circumstances that the crowd had to be pepper gassed and, several young men had their heads beaten in on the sidewalk and, some young ladies were trampled and, things like that.
We're prosecuting the officers who were doing the violence, but that never happens.
At the very least, we're sorry. It's an unfortunate set of circumstances would be something.
Before you get to the story, can I recap a couple of the other stories that were very, very similar in nature?
Yeah.
One of them was Miami. There were protests going on down there. A lawyer who happened to be downtown to do some work that day was unable to accomplish her work because...
If you call what lawyers do work.
Right. Was unable to accomplish her original task, and so she decided to join in the protest. She picked up a sign and happened to be in an area where the police began firing rubber bullets. Again, people were just protesting. There was no violence going on. The police just liked to shoot at protesters and hurt these people. So they started shooting at this woman. She gets down on her knees and holds the sign up to try to protect her. One of the cops managed to get a shot in that actually hits her square in the forehead. Now, if that weren't bad enough, later on, there's video footage that was released from the police, their little powwow that they had afterwards, where they were reviewing what had happened.
Post-game wrap-up or whatever.
And one of the cops brings up the lady in red, the woman that we saw the video footage of her being shot with these rubber bullets. She never harmed another person. They brought her up, and they all laughed about it. They all laughed about how this woman was shot in the face, basically, with their rubber bullets. It was just the most funny thing to these cops, these sickos. There's that story. And then there's the story about the graduating class of police officers, the police recruits who were graduating, becoming real police officers, and their class slogan, because all the officers had to agree on what their slogan for the class would be. Their slogan was, go out there and cause PTSD. I mean, that's a paraphrase of what the slogan was. Cause PTSD.
Yeah.
That just gives you some idea into the mindset of these people. They're being trained to harass.
If they're gung-ho warriors, who are they at war against?
You and I.
I mean, those are the questions you have to ask yourself. Now, I understand what it's what it must be like, but the thing is that the police here have turned into an occupying army in some cases.
Yep.
And
if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. What happened in this case?
Denver Police Union is selling. This is the union. This is not the police department. The department,
but members of the police department. Most of them, probably.
Yeah. But, well, apparently they didn't get voted down on this, right?
Can you
the majority of the police officers didn't say
right.
This is disgusting.
There might have been some, but you have to probably be in the union, right? Like, you can't be a cop without being.
I would
a
imagine. I mean, I don't know that to be true, but I would imagine that
seems to be the way it is with most governmental bureaucracy.
Denver Police Union is selling T-shirts that poke fun at protesters at last month's Democratic National Convention, but the main target isn't laughing. It's not really poking fun at protesters. You know, that would be sort of protesters
Tell
are dumb
us what
and ugly.
It is.
The back of the T-shirt reads, "We get up early to beat the crowds. 2008 DNC," and has a caricature of a police officer holding a baton. "We get
as
up,
though he's going to swing it?
He's holding it in his hand, you know, sort of a menacing, slapping look. "We get up early to beat the crowds."
To beat the crowds.
It's a pun, you know?
Yeah, they're going to beat them to the event. They're going to beat them there. They're going to get up before the crowds.
Right. You want to get to the event before the crowd does.
Right.
No. They want to beat the crowd.
Like whip, punch.
Well, they have a stick in their hand, right?
Yeah.
The front has the number 68 with a slash through it, a reference to the Recreate 68 Coalition, which organized several demonstrations during the convention.
Yes.
Recreate 68 organizer Glenn Spagnuolo called the shirt appalling and tasteless.
It's sick. It's
Spagnuolo
twisted.
Released a written statement Thursday saying members of the police union clearly have no respect for the rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution.
Seems crystal clear.
And apparently like the idea of hurting people. Detective Nick Rogers.
You better believe they do. That's why a lot of them joined the force, so they could hurt people and get away with it. It's a lot of reason why a lot of people join the military, so they can kill people and get away with it.
Heard people say it.
They know it. I mean, yes, there are police that join because they want to help and they want to catch the bad guys. But when you have positions of power, they are going to attract the sadists and they're going to attract the sickos. And it sounds to me like the sickos are running the police union.
Detective Nick Rogers, a member of the Police Protective Association board, said police often issue T-shirts to commemorate big events. What's the big deal? Rogers said that each Denver officer was given one of the T-shirts for free, and others were offered for sale at $10 each to police union officers. He said the union expects to sell about 2,000 of them. Rogers said he hadn't received any previous complaints about the shirts. What's the problem? Police arrested 154 people before and during.
How would he receive
Democratic
complaints? They'd be from the police union members.
Yeah. In one such incident, an officer was videotaped pushing a protester to the ground with his baton and telling her, "Back up, B-I-T-C, whatever."
That's after he cracked her in the face or in the head area with his baton.
It was a stunning
And then they disappeared her after she'd gotten up and was being interviewed by media. The cop just comes in from the background, snatches her away, takes her away. Never found out what happened to her.
Yeah. The district attorney declined to prosecute the officer, saying the woman had disobeyed warnings to back away and had grabbed the officer's baton.
I didn't see her grab the officer's baton.
I was looking at the video. I didn't see that.
You know what? Since we're on the topic of the Democratic National Convention, I've actually been holding on to this story from the Republican National Convention, again, talking about the police state. This from alternate.org. Turns out there's some video footage that has surfaced, and I watched the footage, and it's pretty disturbing. What was going on? Well, it was a peaceful concert. The SEIU Labor Day concert was going on at the same time as the Republican National Convention, and apparently during this concert, there were some people sitting in an area that was actually across from the official concert area. They were in a park, okay? And so there was a fairly large amount of peaceful people that were mostly sitting down.
Concert.
In the grass.
Think concert.
Listening to the concert from across the waterway. And there's footage, plenty of footage of these peaceful people just sitting, enjoying their day in the sun and on the grass and enjoying the concert. And then all of a sudden, the cops decide to come over, just scores and scores of police outfitted in their black-clad uniforms and their helmets and the batons and the whole deal that you saw from all the photos. They begin to close ranks. They begin to close in. Nothing had happened to incite this. Nothing happened. And they started closing in on this group of people. There were over 200 people arrested for rioting. They were arrested and charged with rioting for sitting in the grass listening to a concert. This is 25% of the arrests. They had more than 800 arrests at the Republican National Convention. More than 25% of their arrests, over 200 people.
Do they need arrests for some reason? I don't understand.
I don't know. You know what happens when they arrest people, Mark? People plead guilty, and then they get court costs, and then they pay fines. So how many of the 200 people, these good law-abiding little citizens, how many of them paid up? 200 rings of the cash register, I betcha. So they went right in there, rounded these people up, and arrested over 200 people in one fell swoop. Nobody did anything to deserve it. And there's video footage of it over at alternet.org. This is the country we live in now. 800-259-9231. What are your thoughts? It's Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
How you spend your company's money matters to the communities in which you do business. With the rise of big box retailers, national chains, and e-commerce, endless choices now exist to purchase supplies and source products and services. Because we tend to buy on price, quality, and convenience, we patronize these giants without much regard to the impact on the local communities in which we do business. You should think of your community as a bucket and think of what's inside it as well. When the consumers and businesses spend outside of the bucket, the wealth leaves usually forever. But when you spend locally, the money not only helps the community, it also has a multiplier effect on the good it brings to it. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. They include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. So head over to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Now you can purchase knobs and pulls at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service, wholesale prices for knobs and pulls at internobs.com.
All right. I've got corrupt cop stories out the wazoo. If we've got time, we'll fill some in a little bit later, but we're going to go to your calls here. Paula is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula. Paula? Florida? Going
yeah.
once? Hi. Hey, Paula, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Dr. Martini will meet you on the air and get this information out
Dr.
to everybody.
Dr. Martini again.
Yeah, she said she wants everybody to fax the state capitol of California, and they can fax or they can write. It's got to be there by the 3rd of October. And this is about the aspartame poisoning, and that everybody's tired of everybody being poisoned by this stuff, and that Donald Rumsfeld was behind this. And anyway,
what is this? I'm confused. What now?
Okay, Donald Rumsfeld is behind this aspartame poisoning.
Okay. Now, wait, who's being poisoned with aspartame?
The whole world.
How?
Because they're putting it in everything we're eating.
In everything?
Well, just about.
I thought it was only in diet food.
How come you don't hear about this very much?
Artificial flavoring is aspartame poisoning.
So, okay. when I hear it about diseases reported and deaths, which ones are the aspartame deaths?
All of them, Mark.
I don't know if the families can find out. All they got to do is just have a blood taken.
Now, is there any actual evidence that shows that the people that
drink diet...
So hold on, let me finish the question. That people that drink diet sodas, which are definitely products that have, many of them have aspartame in them, do they show like a higher incidence of any sort of disease?
Sort of problems? I've got all the information on it.
You do?
It turns into formaldehyde in your body. And it caused a lot of different diseases, my brother-in-law just died from it. He had a brain tumor on top of brain tumor.
I don't mean
to laugh at that.
I have heard that the NutraSweet basically got shoved through the whole FDA process or whatever, and
it bothered me, so
I stopped drinking diet soda.
Orrin Hatch is behind this, too. We tried to get it stopped, and he stopped it from getting done, and he took money from Monsanto. And see, Donald Rumsfeld was supposed to be Reagan's presidential vice president. Anyway, all of a sudden they said, no, you can't have him. We want you to have Bush in there. So anyway, he told Reagan, he said, well, you owe me a favor. So Reagan paid him $12 million. And so anyway, he got his buddy to be in charge of FDA to get through, because the guy that was in there wouldn't do it because he knew it was poison. And so anyway, he's behind this. But anyway,
that wouldn't surprise me. I've heard similar allegations in the past about aspartame. I've never really dug into it myself, just because I don't eat diet foods. You're claiming
get on her website,
that it's not just diet foods. Dr. Martini, right? Thank you for the call, Paula, tonight. Good hearing from you, as always. Now, remember, whenever Paula calls, a lot of times there's a kernel of truth somewhere in her misinformation that she's spewing, and I don't believe she's purposefully spewing misinformation. I think she's just hearing things, misinterpreting them, or hearing misinformation and just passing it on. Is there something to the claim that aspartame was pushed through? Perhaps. Is it possible that politicians were behind it and that they stood to benefit financially from having these things pushed through? Absolutely, that's possible. Totally politics as usual. Completely something that could be done. And some of the claims I've heard sound like they could be legit. But to get on the air and claim that every food product known to man has aspartame in it is pretty outrageous and ludicrous on its face. I mean, what, are they growing pears with aspartame in them now? Come on. Okay, maybe manufactured food products have aspartame? Well, she's claiming that artificial flavoring is aspartame, which I don't know what all the rules are as far as what what companies have to list as what on the ingredients list. I'm sure there are some very, very vague and general rules that you can hide things in. I imagine that to be the case. But is aspartame in every single product that you eat? Probably not. And are people actually dying because of aspartame? I bet you the evidence doesn't really show that conclusively. Because if it did show it conclusively, inevitably people like John Stossel and other mainstream news reporting agencies would be all over something like that. I mean, that would be an incredible story that you could uncover and overturn. And I doubt the bankers are really out there protecting aspartame, you know? Maybe call me a skeptic
big,
on that.
Big Pharma? I don't know. It seems like sugar is better for you than aspartame is the way I kind of look at it.
Oh, yeah, and that's another point on this.
And if you don't need sugar in your diet, if you don't need to be drinking the liquid candy called soda, drink water then, I suppose, is better advice.
Yeah, well, that is definitely good advice.
But I've drank Diet Coke, and I'm not dead. My mother's drank diet soda since I was a child.
Does she have brain tumors?
Well, not that I know of.
Okay.
So she's been drinking it for, and a lot of it.
Yeah.
A lot of it. I mean, she
like
must drink
six pack a day.
Yeah, she's probably a six pack a day kind of gal. And
there are a lot of Americans that are that way.
And
so if there
she's
was
been
a
drinking
problem,
it for 30 years,
right? If there was a problem, there are Americans that they drink soda all day long, and it's what they do. So if there was a problem, it's just like with the cell phone thing. I mean, people claim, "Oh my God, cell phones are going to irradiate your brain and cause cancer." Look, there are so many millions, hundreds of, you know, millions of people that use cell phones around the world that if there was really anything to this, they'd have some evidence by now. Cell phones have been used for a couple of decades at this point. I understand you can say, well, it's still too early. We really don't know. But then again, there's the whole fact that your body at every moment is being penetrated by various different bandwidths or frequencies on the electromagnetic spectrum at all times. So the idea that this little micro-watt transmitter, one-watt transmitter that you're holding somewhat close to your head is going to cause cancer, there's just nothing to back it up. And I, from what I've seen, there's really nothing to back up the aspartame claims. But that all said, it does make sense to eat healthier foods. It does make sense to eat things that are more natural. And it does make sense to stay away from the artificial weird stuff. I mean, it all makes sense. But is there anything to her claims, her outrageous claims? Call me a skeptic on that. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, since we're talking about health, here's an email from somebody that actually knows a thing or two about it. Michelle emails in here, and she is she will describe here a registered nurse, so she probably knows a whole lot more about health than we do, Mark. Here's what she says, and it's about hypoglycemia, which is something we talked about, as she points out, on the 923 podcast. She was listening and was just disgusted over the police's treatment with a diabetic man in Detroit. As we've talked about, and has happened so many times, the police were unable to correctly identify a man that was having a tough time as diabetic, and he was in a hypoglycemic sort of shock situation, insulin shock, basically, is what he was in. And they beat the hell out of him. They threw him to the ground. He smashed his head to the point where he had to have surgery, basically, to keep his brain inside his head, as I recall.
And part of his brain was lost.
So she says she was just disgusted hearing that story. She says, I think some education on the part of those that serve, actually, those that enforce the law and collect tax revenue, she says, would provide insight. Being that diabetes is on the rise in the U.S. and the world related to the obesity epidemic, I'm not an expert, as in I'm not a diabetes educator, but I am a registered nurse who has cared for hundreds of individuals with this horrible and sometimes preventable disease. I also have personal experience with it in that my mother, her sister, and her brother, as well as my sister and grandparents, all have diabetes. We'll give her thoughts here in a moment on what to do about this. It's Free Talk Live.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like Pepperspray and Mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988. 9988.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free. The 1-800 number is 800-259-9231, brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got a lot of features, and we give them away. Live streams are included. We got a broadband version, dial-up, and webcam versions of the show. You'll find them all at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Wrapping up this email here and then back to your calls. This one from Michelle, who is a registered nurse, and she's talking about the situation we discussed earlier this week with a diabetic man being beaten by the police because they thought he was drunk. In point of fact, he was having an insulin shock situation, and it wasn't the first time we've heard stories like that. She says she was outraged, disgusted by hearing that story, and she says that though she's not a diabetes educator, she's got a lot of experience. She's cared for hundreds of individuals, including family members that have had that disease. She says, I myself had to treat for diabetes when I was pregnant in my third trimester, so I know firsthand what it's like to have to give yourself insulin and actually have to eat to be able to function. The best way to describe a hypoglycemic reaction is simple. Have you ever been hungry? I mean, really? Really hungry. Like, you only had a cup of coffee or a glass of water for breakfast and had been active all day, forgot to eat, and now it's 6 p.m. kind of hungry?
Yeah, your mind doesn't work quite as well.
Yeah. You notice that you might be a little irritable and cranky, perhaps shaky, sweaty. Might feel a little disorganized in your thinking. Well, that's the effect of low blood sugar in a healthy, non-diabetic person. And it's not life-threatening, just damn inconvenient. Now imagine someone who needs medication and food to control these symptoms, and the presentation is magnified exponentially. She says, I believe in Dan Carlin's approach. You can't just complain, you have to offer a solution. And I don't know if this would have changed the behavior of the cop, but the market has provided a means of private identification of people with medical conditions. It's called a Medic Alert bracelet or necklace, and you can buy one for a few bucks in pretty much any store or pharmacy. It doesn't have your name or any personal information, although you can have one custom made. It just says diabetic. And that should be the first thing a cop looks for or asks an intoxicated appearing person. Unless you're in a coma, you should be able to answer a simple yes or no question without having to sustain a brain injury. Or they could check your wrist or something like that. For the record, if that man has been in a coma since June, his chances are really not too good, and $20 million will only scratch the surface of his ongoing medical care for the next 20 or 10 to 20 years of his life. Tragic. From Michelle. So she knows a thing or two about diabetes, and I appreciate the expertise. Always good to hear from somebody that knows something, as opposed to us two jackballs sitting here talking into microphones. Thank you, Michelle, for the email. 800-259-9231. We go to Tom, waiting patiently in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Hey, you guys.
On
the
air. Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, sorry about that. Yeah, I actually wasn't quite listening to what's been discussed here. What I was calling in about is I've been hearing a lot about the situation with AIG. I haven't been keeping up with current events as well as I should have been, so I was wondering if you guys could kind of explain to me what's going on and maybe explain to the other listeners out there who don't know exactly what's going on with
that. I think AIG is old news at this point, isn't it? Washington Mutual that's failing now? I mean, it's already been overshadowed.
Sure. Well, we could totally discuss whatever's going on most currently. I mean, I've been without news access for a little while, so I might be behind on the times here.
Yeah, we've been talking about it over the last week, basically.
Banks are going out of business, and the government's stepping in and either handing out goodies to their friends or they're trying to take over entirely, by letting the central banks take over.
The member banks,
They make it seem like the government's taking over. The government might give a great deal of money in the form of loans or grants, but in fact, point of fact, they're getting turned over to member banks, and so therefore, all the guys who are in and control the Federal Reserve are taking our homes.
Right, and right now they're bickering over, the Republicans and Democrats are bickering over what should be in this new bailout package that they're preparing. $700 billion, I think, is on the table, and it's increased in size from 3 pages to 100 pages in less than a week's time, so there's going to be all kinds of stuff going in there that probably won't have anything to do with the bailout, so it's a dire situation, and there's your update. Anything else on your mind?
Interesting. Well, I was just wondering, is there any way that we could look at this from the government's point of view? Maybe they really are doing what they think is in our best interest in this situation.
I think that's, that may be in the case of some of the less informed members of Congress, because certainly they all aren't economists. I'm sure very few of them actually understand the economy. But I think they understand more that they're doing what's right for their career, and they're doing what's right for their buddies in industry, the people in the banking industry particularly. They're doing what's right for them, not what's right for the people. And I think most of them know that much. They know that they need to grease the palms and help out their friends in order to continue getting reelected, because, I mean, the fact is, while certainly people can vote them out, if they've got a bunch of money at their disposal, which they get from their buddies in industry, they can advertise, and of course they get free advertising from the Postal Service. You can send out as much direct mail as you want if you're an incumbent. I mean, incumbents have tremendous advantages. And even in election situations where incumbents have done just awful, awful things, many times they get reelected anyway. So people can sit out there and shout out from the peanut gallery that, damn you politicians, we'll show you. If you vote for this, we're going to take you out of office. And then election day comes around and they still get 90% reelection rates. Thanks for the call, Tom. Go ahead, if you're still there.
In the politician's defense there, your mother really does have a sweet bum.
Thanks, I knew that was coming. 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. We talked to Frank in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
First of all, I like your show and I like what y'all are trying to do, but
Thanks.
That last little spiel that you went off on when after that woman called
Paula, Florida.
You were kind of speaking with authority, and I think you really don't have your facts straight.
Okay, what are the facts? Go ahead.
Well, first of all, aspartame is bad for you, and there are plenty of medical reports.
I never said it was good for you. I just said I don't think that there's anything conclusive in regards to it causing brain tumors.
Well, it's bad for your brain. I'm not a medical doctor. I just know that it is bad for your brain. I've heard a lot of reports on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you're talking about well, so-and-so's mother drank so many six-packs for 20 years.
That's
well, they didn't
mother.
Have aspartame in it back then.
Yeah, well, hold on. Before we go on, sir, so-and-so is me, and I can tell you that I remember when they sent out the little NutraSweet balls when I was a child.
Yeah, NutraSweet. That's not aspartame.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah, yes, sir. And I remember when they did that, and she started drinking Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke. I think she switched. I know she drinks Diet Coke now. I think she switched from Diet Pepsi because my dad was a Pepsi guy.
Uh-huh.
And it was about that time, so certainly there was saccharin in this stuff at first, and then switched over to NutraSweet.
1983 was when the FDA approved aspartame for carbonated.
I was 12.
It switched around. It wasn't consistent, you know. Aspartame is like, you know, the standard, you know, for the last, I don't know how many years. But anyway, like I said, I'm not an expert on it. I just know it's bad for you. But now, you want to talk about cell phones? I'm an expert on RF, okay?
Okay, do so.
Let me tell you something. Cell phones will give you brain tumors.
Where are all the brain tumors?
They are especially bad for children whose brains are still developing.
Okay, and where are all these cases?
Well, no, it's not.
I mean, not with that kind of power, but the frequency that's bad for you.
Well, no, cell phones broadcast on the FM, you know, they're essentially FM broadcast, and, you know, I worked under an AM tower for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, right, and you know what the frequency is on that? That's like...
kilohertz versus megahertz.
I can't think right off the top of my
head.
Well,
if you're an expert...
100 megahertz?
Yeah, okay.
No, not even that. No. FM.
Frank, if you're an expert, then can you explain to me why it is that the frequency ranges you're suggesting are dangerous? Cell phones are like in the 1,000 gigahertz range, as I understand it. They may be higher now. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they keep going up.
Or not 1,000 gigahertz. I'm sorry, 1,000 megahertz, 1 gigahertz.
Right.
Anyway, so explain to me why it is that a certain frequency range is more dangerous to the human brain than another frequency range. I'm not saying it's not. I want to hear your explanation.
Well, because you're approaching the frequencies of, like, X-rays and all. I mean, we all know X-rays will cause cancer.
There's a difference between approaching and actually getting there. Thanks, Frank, for the call. 800-259-9231. Sounds like a bunch of scary stuff. I'm not saying aspartame's good. I never said that. And as you pointed out, Mark, there are FM transmitters and AM transmitters. You know, FM transmitters operating at 100,000 watts, blasting it out 24 hours a day. Where are all the end radio engineers with brain tumors?
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it.
Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Before we continue with the calls, just a few more thoughts on this whole idea that cell phones are going to cause cancer. Now, you can do studies that are scientific that come up with interesting results, but they don't necessarily mean that the results are verifiable right out of the gate. In fact, a lot of studies that are done are usually reported right out of the gate by news media organizations. These people that are doing the studies, whether they're on cell phones or eating eggs or whatever it is. And of course, just looking at food and the studies they've done on food, you know, one decade eggs are good for you, the next decade they're bad for you, et cetera, et cetera. They just keep changing what's supposedly true about the things we put into our bodies. So I don't believe any of it personally. But with the cell phone issue, a real quick Google search reveals that the debate continues. You can find news stories about these allegations all over the place consistently throughout the year. In fact, again, a quick Google search revealed that there was a story published yesterday about the debate on cell phones causing cancer. So, of course, there are people, scientists, that are bringing health concerns to Congress because, boy, politicians sure do understand how the body works and how science works, so we should bring these ideas in front of them to have them make decisions about how our lives should be run.
Well, we shouldn't have a FDA, and we shouldn't have these organizations that foist these things upon us.
This isn't even the FDA. It's the House Subcommittee on Domestic Policy. And these scientists have been presenting their results. In fact, a couple of scientists presented results from a study recently presented from the Örebro University in Sweden. The results indicate that people who use cell phones have double the chance of developing malignant brain tumors and acoustic neuromas, which are tumors on the hearing nerve. The study also said people under age 20 were more than 5 times as likely to develop brain cancer. And if that's where you stop reading, then you might think to yourself, oh, my God, I'm going to get cancer. But if you read the next paragraph, Dr. Robert Hoover, director of epidemiology and biostatistics program at the National Cancer Institute, said the study has not yet appeared in a peer-reviewed journal. It hasn't yet appeared in a peer-reviewed journal, so therefore has not come under sufficient scrutiny. The evidence for the connection between cell phones and cancer is inconclusive, and more research is needed. Now, of course, the whole research factor, you really need to start tracing things down. You can't just take a couple scientists who tell you, well, look at our study here. See, we did this and this and this. Studies have to be duplicated. So in order for a study that comes out to even before a study is given any attention by the media, it should have been duplicated at least once. Most studies aren't. They're just reported by the media, and the media, of course, is always very careful to say may. Cell phone study shows that cell phone use may cause cancer, and then they talk about what the study found. Well, the studies are very rarely actually duplicated at that point. So study needs to be duplicated at least once to even be acceptable to look at, and not duplicated by the same people that did the study. A completely separate group needs to be duplicating it. And, you know, I'm just glossing over some basic scientific things. I'm not a scientist, but I do have a basic understanding of how the process works. So then you also have to ask, well, who was funding the study? Was it some organization that wants to find out that cell phones cause cancer? Like, do they have an interest in discovering that cell phones cause cancer? Whatever that interest might be.
Maybe they think that people who talk on cell phones are rude.
Who's funding the studies? You know, what are they trying to get out of the studies? I'm not saying it can't work the other way. Certainly the cell phone industry funds their own studies, and the cell phone industry wants to find out that the cell phones don't cause cancer, right? So what's the most accurate study? Who's doing the right work? Who's doing the most scientific work? We don't really know right now, but many scientists are saying it's inconclusive. They want to do more testing. And so that's where it lays right now. Okay? That's the situation.
Well, you know, we've had AM towers all over the United States for since 29 is 29 is when the FCC came into into play. So there were radio towers prior to that, and that's AM. And FM really started to kick butt in the 70s. So there are engineers and radio people that have been working under FM towers, and a you know, a headset, you know, a handset, a cell phone is an FM transmitter. The people have been working under these things for 40 years now, and they don't have brain cancer. We're in the radio industry, and these are 50,000, 100,000 watt transmitters. Nothing compared to the little bitty thing that you've got in your hand. So don't tell me that it, because it's closer to your head, that it does something, because when you're talking about something that operates on that kind of scale, it doesn't need to be right next to your head. In most, in a lot of cases, in the radio business, people work right under the tower. The building's right there because it's on the same land, because the company owns the land, so they put the tower and the office right there.
The engineering room is the tower, usually right under the tower.
The dog house is under the tower. So, you know, that's what.
There are people that climb towers for a living. I guess they're not electrified at that point. Are they?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, there's a lot of radio signals flying around through the air at this moment, and they're all, you know, if you're outside, there's less of them penetrating you if you're indoors, but they still are. And if you're outdoors, then you're getting all kinds of penetration. You know, the signal's running right into your body. You're absorbing them all from all across the electromagnetic spectrum, and you're okay. Let's move on with your calls. Oh, Mark.
Oh, we got a call. Go ahead.
Let's talk to Nico, in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about the debate for a minute, but before that, I am a licensed technician for the amateur radio service, you know, ham radio.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And I just looked through the question pool, and it talks a lot about the way radios work. It's basically the question pool for the test. And it talks about has questions about the fundamentals of radio. It has some legal regulations and stuff that you have to follow. But I just did the search for the word cancer and didn't find that word once in the document. And basically the main concern with RF exposure is getting too close and getting, like, RF burn and stuff like that when you touch the antenna. But really, cancer is not really that much of an issue.
Good to know.
Yeah. But what I wanted to say about the debate is I was just watching it, and I wouldn't vote for John McCain or Obama. Well, I'm not really old enough to vote anyways, but if I was, I couldn't vote for either of them. I fully agree with you, Ian, about your fundamentals on the market and things like that, and I couldn't vote for either of them. However, I can say that, like, if John McCain came to office, I think we would be saying the same things as Bush would be doing right now. However, I think if Obama got in office, I don't know, like, I would be scared if that guy got in office. Just the socialist things that he is talking about putting into office, and I don't know if they'll actually get done. You know, people get in office and they don't really do anything that they're going to say they're going to do.
That's true.
If he passes some of that legislation in, when he's in office, I don't know. That's really scary.
Well, you know, that's what they want you to think. They want you to think that one candidate is appreciably different from the other, so you'll go and you'll vote for one of them, and you'll be part of the system, and you'll be endorsing his opponent. And, I mean, facts are facts. The government's going to get bigger, whether it's Obama or it's McCain. Government's going to get more intrusive. Government's going to get more oppressive. The government, whether it's Obama or McCain, will take more control over the healthcare industry. It's just the way things are going. And to suggest there's any appreciable difference between the two, just because John McCain gets up on the stage and parrots out the usual Republican rhetoric about how he thinks the private sector's really important and how he thinks that we can't go totally socialist in the healthcare system. We need government. We need government, but we can't go 100%. You know, it's just talk, man. Just because John McCain gets up there and sounds like he might understand conservatism and, you know, smaller government is meaningless. George Bush ran on a campaign of smaller government. 2000, I specifically remember seeing campaign signs, a huge one at the corner of Main Street and Fruitville, or not Main Street, but Fruitville and
301
in Sarasota, Florida, was a huge sign that said, George Bush, smaller government. And what did we get? With the Republicans in total control of all three houses, you know, the House, the Senate, and the executive branch, they could have just passed through whatever the hell it was they wanted to pass through to slash the government down, cut the budget, drop, you know, cut the spending, cut the programs, give money back to people, allow them to keep their money. They could have done all of those things that they'd promised to do in the mid-1990s. And they didn't. Government grew at a faster clip. Don't ever forget this, Nico. The government grew at a faster clip in the Bush administration than it grew during Bill Clinton's 8 years. So what do you have to say to that? I'm not saying vote for Obama. I'm saying they're both bad news. And I'm sorry, dude. We're out of time. Call us tomorrow. All right. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Oh, by the way, the guy earlier claimed that the radio frequencies from cell phones were getting close to X-rays. That's madness. I just checked the statistics. See you tomorrow night.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. This is